Bay's Party Station now. We got your wild headlines for you. It looks like Gwen Stefani's big unconfirmed rumor includes one boyfriend, Blake Shelton.
Okay, yes, yes.
Gwen Stefani and boyfriend Blake Shelton are reportedly having a baby.
Really?
Mm. Oh,
it's a voice baby.
What?
Yeah, get to because the TV show.
I get it.
Yeah. Photos were taken of the couple leaving the doctor's office after spending nearly 2 hours in there together.
Wow.
It's rumored that Gwen, who is 47, conceived through IVF, and that it would be Blake's first child and Gwen's fourth, as she has three sons with ex-rocker Gavin Ross.
But isn't she a little too old for that?
Not these days. Ladies doing Tybo and all that stuff right now. They undercarriages are ready.
47.
They ready to carry.
47 dog. Is old.
Forty-seven is old, but your innards, I'm telling you, man. Ladies have remixed their innards all kind of crazy.
And like, Janet Jackson had a baby at 50.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson changed the whole game.
She's about to be 48.
Yeah,
that's about time she had a baby. She'll be 48.
Yep.
Yeah, as long as your undercarriage is good, it's good.
But he wants a baby. He wants a child, and they're in love, so why not at least try?
Now, another person who wants a baby, but is in a different way, Scott Disick. He used to be with Kourtney Kardashian, and he was the tool on the Kardashian series. Well, he is with Sophia Richie, Lionel Richie's daughter.
Attaboy.
And she's 19.
Ooh.
Really?
Scott's 34.
Okay.
That's not bad. But he's lived several lives already.
I mean.
He's out there.
They was out there kissing in Miami yesterday. And a trip from Miami comes after weeks of romance rumors that they both had denied. But sources say Scott and Sophia are inseparable. They are spending every day together. Sophia seems smitten. Lionel Richie can't be happy about
this.
Cannot be happy about this. He dealt with Nicole Richie. With all of her crazy days with Paris Hilton, and that is nothing compared to
Scott's an addict.
To this nasty boy. He's a walking disease.
I've watched one episode, probably about 15 minutes of the Kardashians, and I think he's my favorite Kardashian.
Oh, by far.
He's hilarious.
Your favorite Kardashian?
Absolutely.
No. He was hilarious.
Yes, he is so funny.
Yeah. Before he went out and started going crazy, Lamar was mine, because I just thought it was hilarious that he would just bring his old crazy family around. But now, Scott, can't stand him. And lastly, but not least, Usher's male accuser is claiming that the singer exposed him to genital herpes and said the two had relations at a Koreatown spa in Los Angeles.
Stop it, dude.
This sounds weird. Kind of like the other chick.
One of the other two women who also filed charges will not divulge her identity, but now says that she had sex with Usher at least twice, and after contracting herpes from him, her twins were stillborn. Allegedly, Usher has refused to stipulate that he has herpes, but he has also refused to take an STD test from their lawyers issued. Usher's attorney, Zia Madaber, says that Usher will defend himself vigorously in court against these opportunistic claims, but will not comment further on private legal matters. We will handle it in court.
That's smart. Just stay out of it. That's what you pay your lawyers for.
I mean, come on. Koreatown spa?
I don't think that sounds right. That big old chick?
I mean, no, this is the guy.
I know, but also her. It just sounds
the big
a little
chick,
outlandish.
I'm not even thinking about the chick that says she got a videotape. That's lies. But the dude, I mean, you can't have a better story. I mean, the John Travolta story was much better than this.
Yeah.
I would believe that before I believe this. The masseuse, at least. All right, your headlines wrap.